How many of you think that Jonah is a really clever person? Not so much. Not at all. Why not at all, Liam? Because he was running away from God. And why is that a silly thing to do? Because you can't do it. There we go. My sermon in a nutshell. So we're going to play a very, very quick game of hide and seek. And you can only go in this room. And you've got 10 seconds to hide before I come to find you. 10, 9, 8. Where are you going to hide? 8. Go and hide. 7. Go and hide. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ready or not, here I come. I think I may have found Ben and Alex. We're okay. Are you not paying? Okay. And I found Liam. And Ruth's on the move. And I think I saw somewhere behind here just one or two or three. Come on. And if you go back down the front.
Yeah, 1, 2, and 3.
1, 2, and 3? No. Yeah. And there's a little person under here.
There's no one over here.
And I think I may have found another one here. And an Alan over there. And a Naima here. I still seem to be missing one or two. Or three or four. Hi, Mariam. Hi, Daniel. I wonder where Millie could be. Hi, Millie.
Hello. Did I find you?
Yeah. It's very easy to find you when I don't close my eyes and I watch where you go.
You're a cheater.
And that's because I could see all of you from my vantage point. I'll try and find you. Okay. Alex, I found you. Am I missing one? Okay, can anyone else help me find?
Peter.
Ah! Hi, Peter. And there is some feet. I just realised I missed some feet under here. Hi, Ryan. So you see, it's very, very silly of Jonah to think that just by going in the opposite direction, that God would not find him. Very silly. And you would think that this would be coming from somebody who perhaps was a bit new to God and maybe didn't really know what was going on. But God had already been working through Jonah. Jonah, as our story said, was preaching every week in the synagogue. He was a known prophet in a very, very wealthy Israel, was doing really well at the moment. The Israelites were really growing and everything was looking good. And Jonah was preaching to his friends and going, you know, this is what God says. And then God tried to ask him to do something difficult. So Jonah thought he would go and hide. But instead of going to somewhere, you know, less obvious, Jonah decided to choose the nearest holiday destination. So it's a bit like us going, I'm going to go and hide for a week somewhere nice and warm. Let's go to Barcelona. Why not do that for a week? Let's hide there. That sounds like a good idea. It's nice and warm over there. Sounds good, doesn't it? But God could see where Jonah was going, because God sees everything. And so instead of actually hiding, God went, I see you, Jonah. You're on the boat. You're not going to be there for very long. And that's when the storm happened. And Jonah, instead of ending up in his nice holiday destination in Joppa, he ended up somewhere else. Where did he end up, Ryan?
In a whale's tummy.
In the belly of a big fish. Does that sound like a good holiday to you?
Because they don't chew.
Well, that's a good reason. I'm not sure that that sounds like the ideal holiday to me. With all the other fish rotting away, it might not be so nice. And quite lonely, I imagine. You have fish. They might not all be alive, but you do have other fish with you. Sounds super. So that's where we've left Jonah. Jonah, who thought he knew what he was doing, was actually being a little bit silly by trying to hide from God. I'm going to hand back over to Wendy.